So a film festival is going to boycott The Odyssey. And no, it has nothing to do with the casting decisions. Rather, it has everything to do with the filming locations. So this is the story. This is coming from the Greek City Times. International Film Festival calls for boycott of Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey over Western Sahara filming. And I'm going to disclaim this. I don't know anything about the politics in that region. But apparently whatever is going on over there, it's enough for them to threaten to boycott this movie, which I still think is going to do pretty well, even with the casting controversy. But I digress. A major international film festival has called for a boycott of Nolan's upcoming epic, The Odyssey, accusing the production of politically endorsing Morocco's control over the disputed territory of Western Sahara. The Western Sahara International Film Festival issued a statement arguing that scenes filmed in the territory amount to a violation of international law and disregard for the Sahrawi people's rights. Western Sahara, a former Spanish colony, remains on the UN list of non-self-governing territories. Morocco administers most of the region and considers it part of its sovereign territory, a claim contested by the independence movement. So when Christopher Nolan steps onto the red carpet at that premiere, he will also be trampling on international law, particularly the right of the Sahrawi people to the territorial integrity of their homeland and its resources, which Morocco is illegally exploiting, said the executive director of this film festival, Maria Carrion. The festival has accused Nolan's production of helping normalize Morocco's presence in Western Sahara. Fi Sahara previously criticized the filmmaker and crew in 2025, urging them to abandon filming in Dakhla, a coastal city in the Moroccan-controlled part of the territory. The Odyssey, Nolan's big-screen adaptation of Homer's ancient Greek epic with a lot of liberties taken, by the way, is one of the most anticipated films of 2026. Is it still? A lot of people are slamming this movie. The project has already generated significant attention for its star-studded cast, ambitious locations, and approach to one of Western literature's foundational texts. No comment from Christopher Nolan or the film's production. I don't think there's going to be. I think it's they're just going to let the chips fall where they may, and that is it. But it's very interesting to see this. They just did not care. They just plowed ahead and did it.